Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Gospel of Belief. The Gospel of John is the only book in the Bible that specifically tells us the purpose of it being written is so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing, have life. John 20, 30, and 31. Hence, it is called the Gospel of Belief. The word believe is found 98 times in the book and is made to be the sole condition of having eternal life. The Gospel of John is most definitely a lordship book, having the lordship of Christ as its dominant theme. The book begins by emphasizing that Jesus is God, John 1:1, very first verse. Then in the book are found seven I Am statements, underscoring that Jesus is the eternal God come in the flesh. The book builds to the climactic illustration of New Testament saving faith with doubting Thomas, quote-unquote doubting Thomas, upon seeing the resurrected Christ exclaiming, "My Lord and my God," John 20:28. Jesus then affirmed the belief of Thomas and said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." This is followed by the purpose statement of why John wrote the book, as seen in John 20, 30, and 31, which reads, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Twice in verse 31, John emphasizes the key issue of believing. He made the issue nothing else other than belief. But the belief in view is attached to the person of Jesus, who must be believed on as the Christ, who is the Son of God. The whole emphasis here is on the person of Jesus, who he is. The Christ refers to who he is as the fulfillment of the prophesied Messiah in the Old Testament. Christ literally means anointed one, meaning the special chosen one whom God has called and appointed for a very special role. Jesus was not just an anointed one, but rather the anointed one, the Christ who fulfills all the Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming, delivering, and reigning one. And being the Christ, Jesus is the Son of God, meaning he is God of very God. As the Son of God, he shares in the very nature of God by virtue of being God. Being the Son of God means that he is of the very order and nature of God. As Thomas said, "My Lord and my God," John 20:28. To believe in Jesus as the Son of God is to believe in him for who he is, as God. And it must be personal. "My God," building on who Jesus is as God, John interweaves the deity of Christ with the humanity of Christ. He shows Jesus is God, but also man. John 1:1 in combination with John 1:14. He is the God-man. And John then shows that as the God-man, Jesus is the Lamb of God, the God-provided sacrifice who takes away the sin of the world. John 1:29. In terms of his work as Savior, the Gospel of John builds to the crucifixion and Christ's "it is finished" statement on the cross, John 19:30. This then climaxes in the resurrection of Christ 3 days later, as seen in John 20. The full story is that Jesus is the God-man, who as Savior died for all of our sins, and as Lord over all, rose again the third day. This is the full gospel. It's all about the person of Christ and the work of Christ. It's about his death and resurrection. It's about who he is as Savior and Lord, as presented in the Gospel of Belief, the Gospel of John. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.